Okay, we are in the final parak in Nara Besula, Parak Imo. And here, the Rambam's going to take up all the lachas of Motzi Shemra. So Motzi Shemra is where someone basically spreads a report about a Jewish woman, and it turns out not to be true. And so the report that he spreads is one that is obviously very damaging to her. So that's the reason why Motzi Shemra appears in Nara Besula, because as you'll see, the halacha is almost like the counter to the cases of Mefata and Manis. Okay, halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, a Motzi Shemra Bas Yisrael, ben Imsa Davar Sheker. So somebody spreads, someone is Motzi Shemra on a Jewish woman, and we'll get to what exactly a Bas Yisrael is here. And it turns out it's a lie. Loka, he gets Malkus, because it says, the Yisru Oso, the Azhara Shalo, right? Milo Telech Rachel Amecha, right? So basically, the idea of Malkus comes from the Yisru Oso, and the warning is that you can't be over Rechilus. And we know Rechilus commonly as the category of where Lashon Hara emerges from. So that Motzi Shemra is a type, but it's a little bit different than Lashon Hara because it actually has a, as you'll see, a financial outcome. So what's the financial outcome? What's the penalty? Venosim Avia Mishkal Mea Slon Kesef Mizuka. Okay, so he has to give the father of the woman 100 pieces of silver. And if she's an orphan, then she gets the money herself. Okay. Now, right? Now, if he, as you'll see, it's a very narrow category. If he's Motzi Shemra on a woman who's on a girl who's below 12, or on a bogeres, meaning she's of age, pater mina kanas mina malkus, right? So if she's, so to speak, too young or too old, then he's pater from the kanas and from malkus. It must specifically be about a woman who's the age of being a nara. Shenemar vehotzius bisulei hanara, right? Nara mole davar hakasav. So when it says nara, it's written in the full with a hay at the end, right? That doesn't always appear that way in the Torah. So because of that, that's how they darshan out that it's only limited to that type of that age group. Alecha gemo. Now ain done in dinzel v'nei habeizden. Excuse me, ela b'nei habayis. Right, ubezin shal eshim mishlosha. Right, so this only took place during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, right, and in front of a basin of 23. Because the potential outcome of Motzi Shemra, remember when the case is brought to court and the accusations made, the outcome could be one of a capital crime. Shem nimsa davar kamosh amar, because if it turns out the Motzi Shemra is true, right, hare zu neheregas, she's going to get killed. But when it comes to rape or seduction, you only need a regular bezdin of three to go ahead and take care of such a situation, adjudicate such a situation. So we'll find out those details later on. But basically, that's the difference between mefata manes versus Motzi Shemra. Okay, halacha dalet, a mitzvah zeh shel Torah. So another mitzvah zeh is sheteshev eishes Motzi Shemra tachtav le'olam. Okay, that when Motzi Shemra takes place, so there's a mitzvah asay that the wife must be remain married to him forever. Shemar velo siela isha, right? She must basically be his wife. Afilu iveres o mukashchen, right? Even if, let's say, for instance, she was blind, right? Or she was someone who, what do you call it, had some sort of skin disease like leprosy. Then girsha, right? And if he divorces her, over al losase, he's violated a negative commandment. Shemar lo yuchal shalacha kol yamav. Because it says he can never send her away. The kofanosa, we force him, umaxir, to remarry her. Venaloka kamosha grana bonus, but he doesn't get malchus. Vim kaldam achar vikitcha oshamesa. Let's say he went ahead and decides to marry her first, okay? And then she dies, oshahaya kohen, or he was a kohen, also begrusha, that's usher to marry, to obviously remarry the woman divorced, lokal girusha. Then he gets malchus for divorcing her, because again, if he can't go back and remarry her, that's when Malkus would kick in. Now, Nimsa ba davar zima, okay, osha nimseis asura alav, mechayave lovin and mechayave asay, dafilushnia. Now, let's say either we find out that she is someone who, acts inappropriately, sexually inappropriately, or it turns out she is usher. We find out afterwards that she's usher to him because of the various prohibitions of erva, the minor ones. He must divorce her, beget. Shenemar velosia leisha, isha haruya lo. So it has to be a woman who he can actually stay married to. The lama lo yavo ase vidchas lo sase. Right. So why don't we say that the mitzvah ase of him remaining married to her should push off the iser of being involved in, let's say, a shnia, right? Bein moti shemra bein beones, right? V'yisa zuha asurulo, right? Doesn't matter if it's a rape situation in moti shemra, but he should stay married to her. Shari efshar shalot irtzehi, right? Because it's possible she doesn't want to remain married to him. Leishev, right? V'nimsa ase, v'los ase kayame, right? And in such a situation, both the mitzvah sase and the los ase will actually be followed. So that's the reason why it doesn't work. So Allah above. So ketzad, what does it mean? What does moti shemra mean? Okay. So ketzad asa shemra. Who should yavo lebeizdin? So a guy comes to beizdin and says as follows: V'yomar nara ze zu balti v'lo matzasi lo v'sulim. Right. So he says, I had sexual relations with this woman. Okay. And it turns out she was not a virgin. Because she be kashya la davar. And when I went ahead and investigated the area, no dalisha zinsa tachta acharei she erisosia. Right. So it turns out that after initiating an investigation, it turns out that she actually had been engaged in sexual relations after he had done kedushin with her, right? But obviously prior to his nisun with her. Okay, so what it called? And not only that, ve'elohein edei shezinsa bifneim. And here are the witnesses who are going to testify that she committed, she was involved in prohibited sexual relations after erisin. Okay, so you see, moti shemra is a very specific situation. It's not just spreading a slander, rather, it's you're making an accusation which you think is founded because you have edim. Now what happens? Ubeizdin shomim, divrei edim. Okay, so beizdin listen, right? They listen to the testimony. Bechokrin, a dusan, and obviously they check into the test of the edim. Im nimsa dabar ms, right? If this thing is true. And then niskela, she gets skila as a result. Vimhavia of edim. Now let's say the girl's father brings witnesses. Vehezimo edim, shevi obal. And now they're edim zomen, which we'll get to later on in Sanhedrin how that works. So basically, they are saying the first set of edim testified falsely, okay? Avezim edim shevi obal. Vinimsu sheidu sheker, right? And it turns out that they testify, the first set of witnesses were lying. Yiskalu, so those witnesses get skila. V'yoka, who, and the Baal gets makas, v'yitem me'asela. And also he must pay 100 sela. V'alzeh ne'mar, and that's why it says in the Torah, v'eila bisule biti, right? Elu ha'edim shiazimu eile abal. The eila here is referring to the, what do you call it, edim that were zomim, the edim of the witness that the husband brought. Chazar Baal, let's say the Baal comes back, v'hevi edim acherim, right? And then he brings another set of witnesses, v'hezim edia av, and then they go and make the second set of witnesses that the father brought. They say that it was false testimony. Harian nara v'edia avia nisqalin. Now, not only the girl, but the father's witnesses also get skila. That's why the Torah says, if this is true, from the Gemara we learn out, that's where you learn out from the Torah, the institution of Edom, and then Edom Zomim, and then Zomim Zomim. And you can always have witnesses that testify X, second set that say the first set of witnesses were lying, and then the third set comes and says, let's say the second set were lying. Okay. Now, let's say he is Moti Shemra, but she's a Bogeres. Even if he brings witnesses, again, he had Kedushin, she's a Bogeres. He had Kedushin before Nisuan, he brings witnesses that says she slept with someone else after Kedushin, right? Kishahaisa Nara, right? When she was actually still a Nara, or is it Pater Mina Malkos Mina Kanas? If, what do you call it? It turns out he was lying, he's Pater from Malkos and Kanas. Then Nimsa Dabar Emes, but it turns out if it's true, Hare Zutiskal, right? She's stoned. Afli Shi Bogeres, right? Even though she's a Bogeres, Hob Eish Zinsa Nara Haisa, because when she committed the sexual Isurim, she was actually the age of a Nara. Okay, Allah Ches, Kol Nara Sheim Laknas, anytime a Nara doesn't get a Knas, Im Nensa O Niftasasa, right? Whether it's a situation where she was raped or seduced, those 10 cases before, in Allah Bez and Aleph, so also those same women, if Moti Shemra is done to them, and it turns out, again, Moti Shemra meaning it was false, Pater min Malkus min Tashlumin, the Baal is Pater from Malkus and the Knas. V'chein ha-Nakrish in his Gaira, v'ashifka shenishtachra, v'chusa mi'bas shalosh shanim, So too, you have a case of, let's say, let's say there was a non-Jewish girl, right? Or a shifcha who was freed below the age of three, both cases, right? Afilo haisa harasa shelo b'kedusha, even if the situation is that she was conceived before, let's say her mother actually, converted, vile dusta b'kedusha, but she was born as a Jew. Hamoti le'ashemra patar min ha'knas min ha'malkus. And even this situation, if he was moti shemra, he'd be patar from knas ha'malkus, shemra ki yotzi shemra al b'suas Yisrael, ad shetia harasa vile dusta b'kedusha. So it has to be both that she was conceived and given birth as a Jew. That's the only girl or woman where moti shemra can apply to. Halacha test, nakidesh nara v'girsha v'chazer v'kitcha. Let's say he went ahead and he was mekadesh nara, then he divorced her, then he went back and married her again, and then v'hotzi aleha shemra, and then he's moti shemra on her. Maybe edim shezin satafta b'kiddushin harishonim. But he says the witnesses come and say that she committed sexually usher activity in the first kiddushin, the first time he married her. V'nimsu zomimim, and then it turns out that they were zomimim. Hare ze pater, he would be pater from knas. V'chein im haisa yivimto shekansa. Right. Let's say the situation was where it was his yavama, right? And then he's v'hotzi shemra aleha shemra. He's moti shemra on the yavama. Maybe edim shezinsa tachas kiddushe achiv, and the moti shemra is on this nus that she did while she was married to his brother. Benimtu zomim, and they're found out to be zomim. Hareza pater min makos min atrum, and also pater makos on shumim situation. V'chol pater, and when he is pater, im ratza legarish yigarish. Once he's pater from Tashlumen and from Makus, he can go ahead and divorce her as he sees fit. Halacha Yud, na'eno chayev, okay? You're not chayev for these knasim or Makus, ach yivol osa kedarka, v'yotzi shemra kedarka, right? It must be that he had sexual relations with her, vaginal intercourse, as well as and he's motzi shemra on that same thing. Now, bala shelo kedarka, right? V'omar lo mitzasiya basula pater umaknas o makas mardus. But let's say he ended up having anal sex with her, right? And it says she wasn't a basula, right? And he what it called spreads the moti shemra about that makanoso makas mardus. He would still be given durabana makas, but he'd be pater from the daraisa knas. Alach yida al v'chein im amar lo mitzasiya basula. Let's say again he makes the accusation she wasn't a basula. V'lo amar shezinsa tachtai, but it doesn't include the fact that she was involved in something sexually prohibited. Okay, osha amar zinsa tachtai, or let's say he makes the accusation that she did commit something sexually usher. V'lo hevi edim, right, but he didn't bring witnesses. Ela bo me'elehem, right? Rather, what happened? The witnesses came on their own, meaning he actually has to bring the edim. If edim just show up, hare zepater afa pisha edim neragim imhuzmo. He actually yipater, even if those edim who came on their own volition would end up being killed, let's say they were edim zomim, nonetheless, he's pater from the situation. And finally, lach yabez, zeshen amar b'torah ufar sua simla. Okay, it says in the Torah, it literally means they'll spread out the cloth of the garments. Lashon kavod, okay? This is actually, Torah's trying to say it in a way almost like to hide what it actually means. Meaning what? Right? Shenosin v'nosim esesrei davar. Because the Torah is very careful, right, when it comes to how it presents certain things. And this is talking about how they should go back and forth in private. V'chein zesh yomar ha'av v'eila bisulei biti hein zome edi abal. Just the same way where it says v'eila bisulei biti, they're able to darshan out this idea that it's zome edi abal. V'zesh enemar v'im emes ayadavar terag v'shizin sa'acha erisin v'edim. That's that they also can darshan out from the fact that it says v'im es hayadavar, something that doesn't seem to follow easily from the language, lizdos beisavia. Aval kodem ha'erison, okay, but prior to erison, kvar dana ha'tarabah. The Torah already paskin what the halacha is. Shehi patura miklo, right? She is pater from what it called, from everything, right? Ubola chaya b'tashumi mamu levad. And if he has sexual relations with her, prior to erison, he be chay b'tashumi mamon, bein pisa bein anas, whether it's a situation of seducing or of rape. Okay, that ends Nara Basula. And since we have time, we'll move right into Hilchosota, which is four prakim, and will bring us to the end of what it called of Nashim. Okay. Okay, so we're all, I think everyone's somewhat familiar with Hilchosota. What will be interesting here is obviously the institution of Sota itself is challenging to study. Alongside that is we're going to have our first, analysis of an activity done in the base of Mikdash. So you're going to see Sota is always interesting because it's both an Ishus issue combined with a base of Mikdash issue that come together. Okay. So in Hilchos Sota, in the Koseres, Rambam says there are three mitzvos. Yesh bichlal on shlosh mitzvos. Achas mitzvos aseh, u'shtayim mitzvos lo aseh. Okay. So there's one positive commandment and two negative. Vizeo prata. Number one. Lasos lusota ketoras haknaos hasadur b'torah. So the first one is that you must go ahead and perform basically the sota ceremony like it's written in the order in the Torah. And that's going to be a critical thing as it's written in the Torah. Number two, shaloli tain shemen al karmana. Okay. Now, since this is a korban mincha, okay. So normally a mincha gets shemen and gets lavona. In this case, no shemen, no oil is done on the korban. And the third one is shaloli tain alav lavona. Lavona is, the English translation is frankincense. But the point is this type of thing, this spice thing you put on the, what it called, on the mincha, you don't put on the mincha of Knaos, which is the mincha sota. Okay. Alachalaf. A kinoi, halmar b'tara. So kinoi means jealous. So what does the Torah mean by jealousy? The kine es ishto, okay, where he is, let's say, quote unquote, jealous of his wife. Hu sheyomar la b'fnei edim. This is where he says to her in front of witnesses, al tistri im ploni. Okay, he says as simple as this. He says in front of witnesses, do not go into a private room with that guy. That guy meaning, let's say, John. Afilu haya vio achia goy or eved or shakuf. Right? It doesn't matter if John is her father or her brother or a non-Jew or an Eved, okay? Or someone who's, what do you call it? Incapable of having children. Vua ish ena miskasha, or he's a man who can't even have an erection, vena molad, and can't give birth, and can't father a child. It doesn't matter who the person is. Once he says, do not go into in any private room in front of witnesses, right? In any private room with John, that's it. That's kina. Halacha beis. Now, hastira amar b'Torah, that's the actual being in the private room, right? That's mentioned in the Torah where it says v'nistara, right? He should tisaser im oso ish. So what's the second shoe here? It's where she goes ahead and encloses herself in a private room with the guy that he said not to. Shema asha'am ala al tister imo. That he said, do not go into that room with him. Bifnei she'edim, in front of two witnesses. So you have Edim by kinoi, and you have Edim by stira. Im shahas imo kedei tuma, right? And now how long does she have to be in the room with that guy for? Kedei tuma here means long enough to have sexual relations, which is approximately shehu kedei litzlos beitza ulegama, right? It's enough time to go ahead and roast an egg, followed by swallowing that egg. Once that happens, hare zu asura abayla, she is usher to her husband, ad shetish de me'amarim, the Yivdak Adavar, until she drinks the Me'amarim, the little bitter waters, which we'll get to what those are later on, and the matter is checked, which basically refers to what happens after she drinks the water. Will she die or not? Uvizman she'ein sham Me'sota, when we don't have the institution of Me'sota, i.e. no Beis HaMikdash, Te'es our love la'olam, she is usher to him forever, v'teitze, because it's as if she basically committed adultery, v'teitze below ksuba. She loses out on her ksuba. He must divorce her. Allah Gimel. Now, Kino law, okay, when he goes ahead and warns her not to go ahead and seclude herself with that guy, right? Im Shnaim Ki Echad, okay? Let's say, what do you call it? Let's say it's talking about two men at the same time. Amr law, Al Tistri Imploni Uploni, right? And he says to her, don't go into that room with John and with, let's say, Sam. Vinistera, and she ends up doing that. Im shtank achas, vishatz kadei tuma, and she ends up going into that room with those two men, enough time that she could have sexual relations. Afilu hin shnei achio avia, even if it's her two brothers, or it's her father, v'achia, and brother. Arizu asura chetishte, the same would apply. She's asur to him until she drinks the meisota, and we see the outcome. Alacha dalad, na amar lo bifnei shnayim, al tidabri imploni, ein ze kinoi. So kinoi also has a very specific halacha tzura. It can't be where he says to her in front of two witnesses, don't talk to Reuven, okay? That's not kinoi. Even if she went ahead and went into the room privately with Reuven in front of witnesses, enough time to have sexual relations with Reuven, lo nesra lov, vena shos tevikino izeh. So she is not, usher to him, and she does not have to drink the meisota. So to Allah kahay v'chein, im amar la al tisteri imo. Let's say he says to her, don't go into that room with him. V'ra'ua midaberes imo, right? And what happens? Witnesses see that she's talking to him. Okay, so he says, don't go into that room with Reuven. And witnesses, all they see is they see her talking to Reuven. Ein zustira, that's not considered being in a private room with Reuven. V'lo nesra v'lo shosa, and she's not usher to him, nor does she have to drink the meisota. V'chein im lo kadam kinoi, let's say there was no warning, because remember, kinoi is a warning to her, right? Ubo shtayim v'edu shenistra im zeh v'shas k'dei tumah, and witnesses come along and say, she went into a room with Reuven and was in there for the amount of time it takes to have sexual relations. Lo nesra v'lo shosa, she's not usher to her husband, nor does she have to go ahead and drink the meisota. Okay, Allah above. Now, Amar Lav, he says to her, al tisteri im ploni. Let's say he says to her, don't go into that room with Reuven. Vaya katan, pachos min teshav shanim yom echad. And Reuven is younger than 9 years, right? Or, osha Amar Lav, he says to her, al tisteri im behemazu. Or he says to her, do not go into the room with Fido, right? Ein ze kinoi, that's not considered kinoi. Because it says in the Torah, vishachav ish osa. Okay, prat lekaman. Prat le katan ulvahima, shein osur and osa alav, right? So it has to be, what it called, a situation where it would cause her to be usur to her husband. And these two situations would not produce that potential isur. Okay? Alach hazayin, abal, shemachal kinuyav, kodem shetisaser kinuyav, machal. Right? Let's say the baal comes along, okay, and he is mochal on warning her, okay, prior to her going into that room, right? Machal, it's considered as if he never did. He can. There is a way to backtrack. Ukiyulo kina law. It's as if he never had a kinoi to her. Aval achar shetisaser ein yachal limchol. But if he goes ahead and brings the eidim for kina and does it, and then she goes into the room, right, and the witnesses see that, and he tries to say I'm mochal it, he can't do that. It's too late. Girsha, right? A girsha hareza kavisha machal. If he divorces her, right, it's no different. That's the same thing as kavisha machal. Right, the imak zira. If he remarried her, so I click those kini akher. And if he remarried this woman, he would have to go ahead and perform another kinoi to like restart the kinoi process, so to speak. If he was going to go down that road, okay. We'll do one more. Lachachas kina la b'fnei shnayim. Let's say he went ahead and did kinoi in front of two witnesses. The ra osa shenistra im zesh kina la alav v'shas k'dei tuma. Now let's say, but he sees. Okay, in other words, he doesn't have witnesses. But he sees that, she went into the room with Reuven, okay, for enough time to have sexual relations. Now she is usher to him, but he must divorce her and give her ksuba. Because she can't go ahead and engage in the sota process based on his testimony alone. So let's say it turns out that he's walking in the mall and he hears everybody talking about his wife after he had gone ahead and given her kinoi, right? And that she went ahead and what they're saying is she was privately in the room with so-and-so, with Reuven, ad sheshama mehanashim hatavos leor halavana, until finally it's so known that even the women who go ahead and sew by the light of the moon at night, okay, nosos venosos bash, right? And they're basically gossiping, shezinsa ima ish shekinala, and even these women are gossiping about the fact that the wife went ahead and had an appropriate sexual encounter with Reuven, right? Shekinah love. Hareza asur lekaima, v'yotzi v'tein ksuba. Even in such a situation, he cannot remain married to her. He must divorce her, right? And then he must give her her ksuba. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a Chag Sameach. I don't think we'll pick it up tomorrow. We'll pick it up on Sunday. So Chag Sameach and Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.